RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I'd like to thank everyone in our little chat room there and for callers out there, 1-800-313-9443. And I guess my friend over in Switzerland is listening to via the internet. You know, there's been some breaking stuff here. And again, there is a co-op type thing going, covert, call it what you want, between this recent Barcelona white van incident to mowing down Americans. Are you sneezing, Milo? My dog's sneezing. To mowing down Americans over here with cars. And more it looks like it's some kind of an intelligence thing. And so, there is a Mexican media outlet that had just reported that the terrorists were proven to have no passports to leave in this van. And we're back to the same scenario. Why is it that always when there's something that happens, whether it's 9/11 or what other event happens, there is always a passport? It may miraculously survive a massive fireball, float hundreds of stories down, and lay pristine on the sidewalk for someone to find, which is no different than 10 or so years later to finding this engine behind this Muslim place over there, this mosque, in New York, oddly had a rope tied onto it, like it was lowered down into position there, you know. And there's another breaking story here from Kevin Barrett there on Veterans Today, where this Lena, I believe it's Dina, reported from Catalonia, where she outlines the square, what the events were, how things seem to be hung there in a certain position to denote all these kids playing and stuff when there were no kids. And the story goes on and on. But it just seems like we are being set up for something. And, of course, you're supposed to instantly believe whatever the media says. All right, I got another caller here, but anyway, it's been proven that the guy didn't have his passport at the time of the attack, and as confirmed by the embassy, which did not issue one yet, and received word directly from him that it was stolen days before the vehicle attack. So again, this is the same thing with stolen 9/11 passports issued from other areas by the CIA. We have something going on. And we are being played right now, so don't fall for these events without thoroughly researching them. Renee in North Carolina. Good afternoon, Renee, or evening.
Oh, hello. You there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever I hear people talk about, oh, this is a Christian nation, I have this vision of Jesus going, oh, no, you don't. You're not hanging my name on that mess.
Well, I'm amazed there. Well, whatever they say, you know, God bless America. One thing I cannot stand myself is to see some politician with a flag lapel or standing by a flag who does not represent we the people, but only represents corporate America's that have, or, you know, these corporations that have bought and paid for his soul. and they watch millions of Americans die. They watch millions starve. They watch millions homeless. And then they sit there saying that we represent the people or America.
We're both independent. Yeah, they do not represent us. That's for sure. You know, and the thing is, there's enough hypocrisy on all sides, but people only like to point it out on the other side, but not on the other side. Like, look, hey, Trump and Ivanka, their ties and garments are not made in the USA. And, you know, it used to be in alternative radio, like when Bush did something wrong, they would be all over him. That was what was so wonderful about it. It didn't matter, but it matters now, and that really annoys me because what's right is right. It doesn't matter which side, but people use double standards of judgment, whether it's on their side or the other guy's side, and this is why we can never come together. The whole Jew thing. Well, what did Trump do? How many Goldman Sachs people did he appoint? So the thing is, we have to take responsibility. Like, and I had an argument one time, and I won, okay, with somebody who was in the military. And I said, okay, if you had to plan, if you lost a battle where you, for every one person they had, you had 1,000, wouldn't you have to, like, examine yourself on how dumb or incompetent, or you must have done something wrong. In the beginning of this nation, for every one Jew, there were 1,000 Protestants. Now there were, and there were some Catholics too, but they were hated so bad they really kept them out of power, and because of the stuff they had done previously, years before, and all in the other countries. But the thing is, so let me get this straight: the Jews are outnumbered 1,000 to 1, but somehow they've taken over our country. And there was one Jew on the train to Jekyll Island, but the others weren't. And then we have had a Congress that is predominantly not Jewish, and the thing is, it's predominantly, quote, is still dominated by, quote, Christian right men, even on the Democratic side, and for 100 years they haven't fixed it. How can we say this is the Jews' fault?
Well, that's true there. Like I say, I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they stand right beside a lot of things that I say, that it's not the Jews, it's a certain cabal. And, you know, that brings a good question that even Ken had asked there, you know, that
do it. They're so outnumbered. They couldn't do it without us going along. And I know they have done some stuff wrong, but they could have never gotten away with it without collusion from our own people. It's not possible.
Well, that's right. And that's why even with Hillary, we saw her constant taking in hundreds of thousands of dollars of speeches from where are these bankers. And the minute Trump started lining his cabal there with bankers, Goldman Sachs and stuff, I knew the gig was up. But, you know, a question here, though, is even with Trump in there, what would be your view if Hillary was in charge?
I don't like either one of them. I'm independent. I'm against. I'm sorry. People think maybe because I'm saying something against Trump, I might be Hillary. No, I absolutely would never have voted for Hillary. Of course, I couldn't pull the trigger on Trump either. I voted for that little Stein woman kind of as a protest vote. I couldn't do it. I know it was coming. And you know what's really disgusting? These evangelicals that back him. Can you imagine if Ben Carson had been bankrupt 5 times and had 5 children by 3 baby mamas? Would those same people have backed Ben Carson, who was black, if they had the same track record as Trump, and all the stuff he was caught on tape saying? It's like, what is wrong with these people? It's like they claim to have the moral high ground, but the thing is, they use 2 standards. Now, if somebody like Hillary would do the same thing, they lose their mind. But they turn a blind eye when it's one of their own. I saw the guy today, this morning, Liberty University, the son that took over, and his rationalizations for Trump were insane. And wait, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I have to be careful how I say this, okay, because I do not want it to implicate anybody, so I have to use very general terms. I know someone who has a relative in the White House, and I ran into this person, and I said, well, hey, how's it going with your relative? You know, and he goes, what's he telling you? And he goes, he says he's crazy.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a Republican.
Well,
the man,
you know,
is not all there, and he's he's a narcissist.
Yeah, but Renee, you got to look at this. What's that saying about power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? You know, let me say this, though, regardless whether it's Hillary or Trump. Remember, I don't vote, so I don't have the dog in the fight. But
I don't either.
Yeah, I always say this. We are told that these are our representatives. So when you look at the division in this country right now, remember, the people elect those to represent them. So if there is a problem in Washington, it is a problem in America.
Well, you know what? But the whole system is rigged. In fact, the Libyan guy Gaddafi wrote a book called The Green Book, and he used a straight democracy where the people voted without representatives. In his Green Book, he says all of these representative and parliamentary systems are corrupt. It's too easy to buy them off, which, as we've seen, we've done. You know, at what point do you say it's not working? It's not working. We've been trying to make it to work forever. It's like, and it's just not working because those corporations have so much money. Because think about this. And like I say, you know, Gaddafi, what he did, he used his oil wealth to take the poorest country in Africa to be the incredibly country. And see, a lot of people say, oh, well, yeah, if you do that, people get spoiled. It won't work. That wasn't happening in Libya, and he gave incredible benefits to his people. Well, we did. We allowed Rockefeller to get so wealthy, he bought off our entire government. So which system's better?
But, Renee, you remember, though, Trump has, like you say, people say he's crazy, he's not in touch, he's not making his own decisions. Everyone he has is his advisors and stuff. But when we look at what's going on, if you look at, like, say, Twitter and the feed from, like, say, Bill Kristol, Libya could be destroyed, and he's out there advocating it be destroyed further. I mean,
it was a successful country, and look what great Christian America did to that evil Muslim country.
Well, same thing with Iraq. You know, I have Instagram here, and I have a few subscribers there, and a lot of them are Arab and stuff. And you see the daily photos of the mass of kids killed over in Yemen, how the Iraqi youth are teaming up to fight ISIS, and that's my next story coming up here. But everyone is fighting against this co-opted narrative that we're all supposed to believe here in the United States from the CNN, the All News Network, or something like that, and they're just basically lies.
Yeah, everything practically we've been told our entire life is lies. You know, we're supposed to be the good guys, but we're the ones that are the robbers. You see, because you see what it is, you know, it really annoys me when a lot of these people talk about street crime. We have to do something about street crime. Those people who do street crime are the amateurs. Our people in government, what they pull off, they're the professionals. And the thing is, they go for the big bucks, and then they make their crimes legal, and even if they can't make it legal, they just make sure their justice system never does anything about it. So the thing is, the street criminals, by comparison, steal way less than the white-collar criminals do. But you can't get anything done about that.
Right. Well, let me say, Ken had said something here in the chat room, which makes sense, though. In a private thing here, but he said that, you know, they'll roll out complete this rational, neutral AI system to solve humanity's problems. And this goes along with what Patty in Missouri and I was talking about. They actually had subscribed to this young kid a way to control everyone, and his idea was to use some kind of a vaccine to make everyone equal. And that's how they would rationalize with everything, so that we're all sheep, docile, fed fluoride or whatever like that, you know. But this is their idea, because they want to continue this massive power grab. Don't care if it's going to kill 22 million Koreans or millions more Syrians or millions of Russians, millions of Japanese, you know. They don't care, because they want this power grab. And it's signs of a dying empire.
Well,
and they will lash out at
empire,
everyone.
But the elephant in the room that many people, many of the men in this country can't face is the people behind this empire are their own kind. The eugenicists. Those eugenicists aren't black Africans. All the eugenicists came from Britain, America, and Germany. They're the eugenicists, but they always like to kind of distract you, you know, with what was that woman's name? Low on the totem pole. With the Planned Parenthood thing. I can't think of her name right now. But the thing is,
is that Margaret Sanger?
Until they can face the, Margaret Sanger. Oh, Margaret Sanger, yeah. Margaret Sanger, Margaret Sanger. She was one little woman way down the pecking order, okay? The thing is, until they have the moral courage to quit trying to blame everybody else, instead they're going to have to examine. I don't mean them personally. Like, I don't mean you. I don't mean some other people. But the thing is, it is about power, and it is the absolutely Europeans who have held the power, and they're ones,
Renee,
that have been
Renee,
the eugenicists. You know,
Renee,
another thing. I've got
Renee,
one more
Renee.
Point.
Oh no, you're listening. Breathe for a second, okay? In the EU over there right now, those Europeans, they are led by a bunch of non-elected people. This is the European Union. The same thing with the United States, where they want this same type of union, the North American Union. They're led by certain people. This does not apply to us normal white people or whatever like that, or blacks. Like I'd mentioned on John Stadtmiller's show on Friday, the black host that talked about his life growing up. He had no problem with whites. I had no problem with blacks. It's the same era. This is being used to divide us today. So,
we're saying the same thing. We, the whites that are lower on the pecking order, need to realize that. And instead of hating on those other people, if you want to make the people poop in their pants, okay, like Rockefeller and all these people that try to divide us, instead of playing the divide and conquer game, which the alt-right people are doing something terrible right now too, not just the other side, instead join up with them. I tell you what, that'll put them on the run.
Well, yeah, that's just it. But we won't see that, because right now it's divide and conquer. They are using this to divide us, and while we are so divided fighting ourselves, now watch. There will be a more call for more of a police state, more crackdown on our civil liberties, and this will be used to enslave us even more, like a new Patriot Act or a new NDAA. And it's all because they started it, they meddled it, they funded it, you know. And we are just the stupid stooges that have, and like me, I'm in Montana. This doesn't even have nothing to do with me, those riots and stuff around the world like that. We don't care. I mean, I'd rather listen to a cow, you know. I'd rather listen to wolves off the back of the bench.
The slaves have to quit fighting amongst themselves and instead turn on the master.
Right. And until you can get the people to unite to see what the problem is, and that's why, like, you know, John's, Mike's, whatever is my show out here, you know, others, our shows are to sit there and say, hey, look, people, wake up. You're being led, you know, and anyone knows, like in farming country, you lead a sheep over a cliff, the other rest of the herd will follow them like that, and unfortunately, you need to turn that herd around.
Yeah, but like I say, I see agitprop coming from both sides.
Right. But, yeah, and like Ken says here in the thing here, you know, this hate stuff is all being led from, like CNN changing its headline that related to Antifa as more of a hate group like that. Well, they took that back out because, see, they are changing the narrative like they are the good guys. Anyway, I got a break here. But anyway, hey, Renee, thanks for calling in, okay? Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Anytime, anywhere you go, Table talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutriMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutriMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I'd like to thank all those in the chat room again, and also for any callers that'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. You know, I have followed this story, and I've had my website totally taken down twice for covering this, and this started in about 2008, where I noticed something was going on, and this had to do with the Lugar-Obama bill that George Bush had signed in, which was co-written by Lugar and now ex-President Obama. And this had to do with arming or disarming terrorists, I guess you call it. And this came from the same premise after knowing that, if you read the Lugar-Obama bill, that Libya sprang up. And that was in 2011. And if you remember, the first reports that broke from that is that Stevens over there was with the CIA, who were there to disable the man pads. And those are the ones that the United States had sent over to Libya to cause that ruckus over there. in which then those arms would be then sent to Syria, and now we see they're being sent to Ukraine. Lethal aid, they say. But have all appeared in the hands of ISIS. Isn't that interesting? So, breaking news. On Zero Hedge, there is a video that has emerged of the U.S. allowing the ISIS fighters to escape safely from Syria. And this was because Russia and Syria's SAA had those guys boxed in like little weasels. And this isn't the first video, though, that has surfaced. There's another one on LiveLeak where you can see a caravan at least 3 miles long of these Toyota pickups and the overflights of the great big huge Apache helicopters not firing one single bullet on these guys. I mean, think of that. Now flash back to 1991 on the highway of death over there as those fleeing oil workers from Kuwaiti was headed to Basra, and they were mowed down by those A-10 warthogs. You can Google the photo. It's horrendous. Most of the vehicles there are buses and civilian-type things, and there's only, I think, 2% military then, which would have been there for their convoy. But anyway, this video footage, it was obtained by Al Mastar, and it appears to show the convoy of ISIS fighters fleeing the Syrian country of Raqqa, and this is where the greatest tension is over there, and where the U.S. has even stated that even Syria can't pass this river area there. And, of course, this reminds me of the greater Israel scenario over there, the dividing. Remember, it is bad, bad, bad if Russia annexes Crimea, which was done by a legal vote, but it's okay for the United States to go over there and partition Syria and Iraq. And this is for the Kurds and stuff that is over there. So there was an old joke about that. Oh, what was it? How long did Saddam hate the... how'd that go again? Oh, why he couldn't advance forward into Iraq there, in the northern area of Iraq. And it was because the Kurds kept getting in his way. Anyway, an old joke from the 90s there. But anyway... This video footage, if you watch it there, I mean, it's like watching a NASCAR event of vehicle after vehicle, these militarized vehicles going by, and nothing is being done to stop them. And this is on the cusp of a video about 3 weeks ago of ISIS themselves condemning the United States as they drove through, past, side by side with these ISIS fighters in their black flags and their Israeli tanks headed up into the Kurdish area. And those the ISIS spokesman who was on the thing there, he was mad. And this goes to show you that there's covert operations going on over there. Anyway, another break here. We'll be right back, bottom of the hour here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
Now this is Keith Rogers with On Frequency here. 1-800-313-9443. We have a couple callers online here. I wanted to finish up with something here, you know. I got so disgruntled there that I stopped updating my web page, but it was on k7ktr.com/treason.html. And I was, through time, correlating events that I had noticed that was being done from the 2008 era forward. And a lot of those links have since disappeared, which is natural now, just like these Antifa and other links that are suddenly being disappeared. The links from the U.S. to the Ukraine and neo-Nazis, they're all disappearing. But anyway, I had a great thing here. So now anymore when I do this, I just do screen captures. And then if the link doesn't work, you can click on the little hyperlink, and it will take you to a screen capture. But in doing so, I had to make all my files read-only because I was getting all my files destroyed. So I had to add more server stuff like that. But anyway, that shows you how bad things are that they do not want the truth out. So, but I was showing exactly the build up to what was going on in the Middle East, who was doing what, how John McCain was in that thing and everything, and how he's still in that thing. And, you know, everyone had hoped that if John McCain got cancer, it would save thousands of lives. Forget his. But anyway, Paul in New Jersey. Good afternoon. Are you there, Paul? Where'd Paul go? Well, I don't hear Paul. How about Lark in Texas?
Oh, hi there, Keith. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I hear you. Is this Lark?
It is indeed. Hi.
Okay, yeah, I don't have what happened to Paul there. But anyway, good evening. How are you doing there?
Well, Paul, I miss your calls, man. Call back. listen, you made mention of malicious intent earlier on, and I was starting to do a search on that online to check it out, but I stumbled across something that I placed into your chat room, and it was relative to this word guild.
Guild,
and of
as
course,
in,
guild, like G-U-I-L-D.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, basically a guild was, you know, there was a medieval guild system which morphed into what became known as trade unionism. But earlier on, it was also known as a syndicalist organization. And the syndicalist organization is collective of trade union workers. They can be blue-collar or white-collar, professional.
Right.
For example, you know, in this country, an example of a syndicalist organization was famously the Wobblies.
And, that name's familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it became the International Labor Organization or something like that.
Right.
And then there
weren't they the one
like
behind that slaughter of those people in the tent? That family in the tent there, when they were trying to, everyone was trying to move out west, and they didn't want to lose those workers.
That's quite
that
possible because
that yeah, that name sounds familiar. Yeah, so
anyway, this video, by the way, it features three famous former guild leaders. This would be the head of your labor union, for instance, and those three people were Mussolini, Hitler, and Stalin. I thought that was quite fascinating.
Remember, though, when Hitler came to power, though, his biggest opposition, though, was those great big industrial unions. And so what he did is he gave them that one day off that they wanted, and the next day he banned the unions.
Yeah, well, again, the operative words in that particular video I'm referencing are malicious intent.
Right.
And the reason I make that, you know, because of course, you know, trade unions were started by underpaid and overworked workers, people that organized them. They wanted to have collective bargaining power so that they could have some kind of parity or power footing.
That's correct.
In their relationship with the managers and or the owners of these factories, for instance, up north. You see,
and it guaranteed them labor too, because they had a you know, like when you had a union, you could pull from a labor force if you needed to, because you're all union.
Right, and I personally don't have anything, you know, against that. Although I have very little experience with it, you know, living in Texas most of my life, this is a right to work state, you
right.
know. But I have a good friend who's a union iron worker in Illinois, and. I mean, this guy was used to knocking down $40, $50 an hour back in the day, and now he's working for like $25 an hour, whereas people that work at McDonald's near where I live, you can't get anybody to work at McDonald's, so they pay these Mexican workers $15 an hour to work at McDonald's, and they can actually sure. support a family on that.
Yeah, but there's a clause to that, though. Remember, Lark, since most Hispanics, and I have nothing against Hispanics, so I got them in the family and everything like that, but since they're undocumented, they will be paying into the Social Security system, but not able to collect it. So it's a boon for the government.
No, I agree. I agree. But this is what I want to draw your attention to.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, when you are a member of a union, you basically give up a lot of your exercise of free will to the leader of the union. Now, this is true in white collar trade associations. Let's not forget what those might be. They would include the Lawyers Guild. They would include the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the right. American Bar Association, the American Medical Association, the National Governors Association, and there are various sheriffs associations and metropolitan police associations and teachers unions and so forth and so on. See, this is syndicalism. And syndicalism is a form of socialism, whether we want to admit it or not. If you look at the cover of a Dutch Master cigar box, you will see a famous painting reproduced by Rembrandt, and it's called Drapers, Syndics of the Drapers Guild. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask yourself, do these men look like they ever get their hands dirty? No, these were people that were looking to control the textile market.
Well, you know, Lark, when I was younger, and this is what's happened in this country, when I was younger and there was union meetings, people went to them because they had to vote on their future. And nowadays, this apathy in this country is people are too busy. What time they've got off, they just take off, they go to the lake or whatever, like, you know, or they sit around drinking their beer, watching a football game. They don't care. And so these unions have gone to these bigger lobbyists to pull them through, and that is where the unions got suckered into more in this politic or political aspect, and the people lost control.
Well, let me just close with this. There's a lot to be discussed regarding syndicalism. Remember, mm-hmm. this is a school of thought that believes in collective bargaining and trade associations, whether blue-collar or white-collar. The National Governors Association is a chief sponsor of Common Core. So ask yourself, the governor, the governor of your state, he, no matter what he thinks individually, he has given in to the diktats of the trade association, which is the National Governors Association. This means that what I really want to finish with is this. There was a thing called reinventing government during the Clinton administration. You can
right.
do a search.
I remember that.
What happened is everything in this country was privatized that we formerly thought of as government. And that includes public offices and public lands. We have to let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and see, this means that these people can't possibly represent their constituents because they are bound by non-compete, non-disclosure agreements. Which
and
is
that
quite
goes
common.
But you Yeah, Lark, there's a video on YouTube called CAFR, C-A-F-R. It's about 19 minutes long, and it shows how the government itself allows these smaller local governments to exist, and they build up their stock markets and stuff to pay off their pensions for their police and other government workers. It is a rigged system.
Yep, we're all in a spider's web.
Yeah, just it's a total rigged system. And that's why you see the police in certain Texas outlets, and was it New Hampshire, something like that they have been quitting en masse to draw what pensions they can before that wealth is sucked out, just like you see over in Greece with the austerity. Austerity is when you and I live within our means, Lark. It's not when a government, through tyranny and fascism, forces you to live a certain way. And that's what people are forced to do, and they want to get out what they can now. And you keep seeing the attacks on the 401ks and everything. They are strip mining this country.
Yeah, we live in a communitarian system today, and we're governed by the same law as the European Union, which is called communitarian law.
Right.
And you can do that search on the RBN homepage.
Okay.
Communitarianism, first things first, and Lark on communitarianism. And you'll see, we live in a time of actual technological slavery.
Yep, that's exactly it. And of course, and death through slavery with the financial system, too. Anyway, Lark, I got another caller here. I'll pick up Paul, okay? But anyway, I do thank you for calling in, though, okay?
You bet.
All right, have a good evening.
Take care.
Paul, you're back with us now?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm back. Hey, listen, concerning some of Renee's
remarks. For one, I don't think she did a, an adequate job in looking for and finding the overrepresentation of Jews in powerful political places. You know, she said that they seemed about represented. As far as the Senate goes, I know that there's at least 11 Jewish senators, and Jews are 3% of the population, so they are overrepresented in the U.S. Senate. Now, here's a good one. In the major news networks, right, you have CBS run by Sumner Redstone, Rothstein, okay, he's Jewish. Then you got Bob Iger running ABC, okay. Then you have Brian Roberts running NBC.
All then you Jewish. Have CNN, the all-Jew network. Yeah, I know.
And then you have Fox, run by Murdoch, who I think matrilineal, although brought up Catholic through the mother's side, he is technically Jewish. All right? Then you have the Federal Reserve. Oh, Renee, you left that out. That's important. Centralized bank. And going back from as far as I can remember from Burns, he was, Federal Reserve Chairman under Nixon. And then you have Volcker, who could have been mixed Jewish, but, you know, he was, I think, Protestant or Episcopalian. But after that, it was all Jews with Greenspan, Bernanke, and Yellen. And again,
Paul, let me interject something here. To sell something, though, you need someone who's Jewish like Edward Bernays.
Right.
And the point is, it isn't, though, that they are Jewish. It's the point, though, they are supposed to represent this country and not their allegiance to some homeland some otherwhere else. And I believe, in our political structure here, or in the structure of the United States here, there should be no dual citizenship. Either you're an American or you're not.
Right, but
the same thing if they bitch about Mexicans coming up here. You know, and they bring their little Hispanic flags of Mexico, you know, if they want to do that, fine. But as an American, you are an American.
Well, right. Or no, but then it depends on how they feel subjectively. And if Jews feel an allegiance, a strong ethnocentrism and bond with other Jews, then they can ultimately, and if many of them in high positions, and I want to continue a little bit, you know, don't forget, too, Facebook is run by Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I realize.
And Google is run by Sergey Brin and Larry Page and Schmidt, and two out of three of those gentlemen are Jewish. So that's the majority of Google. And by the way, what George Washington said in his farewell address, he alluded to an artful and enterprising minority. So even in our founding documents, George Washington warned us about it doesn't have to be a large group to take over the government. It can be a very small one. You see, and
well,
you
but remember, Paul, though, it has been known, and I even, like I say, my Jewish friends, they succeed in life well, but a lot of them were placed there because of their monetary connections to others that are higher up in the field, and they get these better deals and stuff, you know, whereas the normal person would have to slave 20, 30 years to get a promotion or something, and you get these other ones that they just right up the ladder.
Right, because they're highly nepotistic and ethnocentric.
Right.
And by the way, their Bible in the Old Testament condones it and almost teaches them how to do it, how to charge interest and usury on Gentiles, you know, on the non-Jews.
Right.
And so taught all this from their educations. And by the way, it also includes, they probably because they have a natural higher IQ, right, because I believe that.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I think the issue, though, is even like Mike Rivera would say, we know that there's a lot of Jews and stuff in America and its politics and stuff, but that does not necessarily mean, just like others like Patty and us all talk about, the crimes of the white people does not transfer down to me because I'm 56 years old. I don't even have a darn speeding ticket. I mean, I am, you know, don't blame me for what's going on in the world. And there's other Jews out there that are good, wholesome Jews, friends to have, you know.
I understand.
It's just a certain group. It's like Madoff. Here's one for you, yeah. Paul. Right. Madoff was doing okay until he screwed his fellow rich Jewish people and he landed in prison. That's a no-no.
Right.
See?
You know what a friend of mine said? You know, 99.9% of Jews are not pornographers. but 99.9% of pornographers are Jews.
There was that recent article, I think it was in the Israeli Times, about that, where this one Jewish porn actor, whatever like that, scripter, where he'd they were having sex with girls, and they thought that was bad there, so they turned it over to the gay thing, and he says recruitment's up. But this is no different than watching videos out of Prague or any other things, you know, where they go out there enticing people with so many kronas like that to perform oral sex, and a person sits there and says, geez, I'd have to slave for 3 weeks to make what I can make in 15 minutes or less.
You know? Right, exactly.
And so it's an industry.
Yeah.
And you don't see them banning that on all these platforms on the internet and stuff. Oh, you got to click here, just verify that, you know, I'm okay, I'm of 18 years of age. They don't stop anything.
Right, but anyway, returning to just Jewish power, I mean, AIPAC itself is proof, too, of Jewish power.
And well, that's right. Anyway, I got to go here, Paul, but I do thank you for calling in, though, okay? Anyway, have a good one there. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency, Keith Rogers with Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Right back.
Double talk is all you get, and you wanna...
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. I have another caller here online here, but I want to get to something here before the time is out here. So, Mike, hang on just a second here. But anyway, WikiLeaks has revealed that these so-called Clinton cronies, and they link in this Carly Florentine or Florina, John Kasich, Lindsey Graham, and John McCain, they were all named in this WikiLeaks release there. And what's interesting about that, for anyone paying attention here in the last hundred or so years, it was only a matter of time before America's establishment, the left, meaning the elected Democrats and those mainstream media, found themselves so frustrated that we'd finally come up and out with a validated violence that they want everyone to do. And they're actually calling for political terrorism against all in their ideological enemies. And this doesn't mean all Democrats are bad either, but there are a certain group here that is doing this, and they're the ones to blame. Anyway, with that, before I lose time here, Mike in Kentucky, good afternoon.
No, this is Mike in South Carolina.
Oh, I have Kentucky, young man.
Well, Ken was lying. There is another Mike in Kentucky, unless he's on right now. I don't know.
Yeah, Ken said it was his fault. That's what Jerry Brown said down there in California when they had an earthquake. It was my fault. Anyway, what's on your mind, young man?
You're covering off a lot of territory tonight, and I just wanted to say something about slavery. Like, what's wrong with slavery? I mean, currently we're all slaves anyway to corporations because we've got debt that we need to pay off because our standard of living is what America is all about, the standard of living. People don't come here for welfare. They come here for the toilet tissue. That's what they want to use. They didn't mean it. Here's what I'm trying to say. It's when slavery was back then in those days, everybody had a job, 3 meals a day, a roof over their head. And what caused a lot of problems is the fact that the North was resentful towards the South because of Southern plantations were doing so well, making a lot of money, cotton, whatever you wanted to put in there. They were really underselling the North. And so to be able to get even with the South, they wanted to do the taxations. And that's what
sure.
The South resented. I mean, we're done with this stuff. The slavery nonsense is a bunch of crap. And if the blacks only knew that if it wasn't for the whites, they'd still be slaves.
They're
the ones that freed them up.
Can I ask you, Mike, and I hate to ask this, but you sound black. Am I right? Or
I sound what?
You sound like, you sound like you're black from the people I know and stuff. Like, you have that, what do you call it, that language. And I'm not trying to dish you.
I'm white European. I'm part Norwegian, Swiss, German, France. I was born in Alaska.
Okay, well, the reason I ask that is because, the reason I ask that, Mike, is because you sound like someone that has experience working with blacks and stuff. And that's why it came off that way.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've got 25 years of high-level computers. Some of the best people I've ever worked with are the top 20% of any tribe out there. I don't care who they are. When they come in here, these professional jobs, these are really good people. They're not
right.
The same as the bottom 20%.
All right, Mike, this is the end of my show here, but I do thank you for calling in. I enjoyed your comments there, okay?
All right.
All right, have a good one there. Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We'll be back next Sunday if without any censorship or whatever like that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for Ken in the room there, all those in the chat room, and we'll tune in next week there. On next is Blacklisted Radio, and see you later.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine.
Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.